said the difference between a child and an adult is the adult knows how to behave in public. Well, I have been around children all my life, and at a certain time of the year, I get to be around a lot of children and interact with these children, and they teach me so much, and I am humbled by the fact of what they can say and act and how they act and what they do. And so it's becoming increasingly difficult, I think, for a lot of people to remember what it was like to be just a young child, playing in the woods, rolling in the grass, making mud pies, trying to blow up a balloon, chasing butterflies and lightning bugs and the dog and throwing rocks in the creek and throwing a frisbee and jumping on the bed like a trampoline, making weird faces in the mirror. So they're innocently honest. They're tender-hearted, these little children are. Last year, I asked a little girl, interacting with her, and I said, "What do you want for Christmas?" She said, "I want my daddy to be happy again." I said, "Oh, do you know what made him unhappy?" She said, "Yes. He and my mother got a divorce, and I'm living with my daddy, and I want him to be happy again." I said, "You want anything else?" She said, "That's all I want. That's all I want, is I want my daddy to be happy." How do we let the creativity, the passions, and the joy of life taper off as we get older? Who said you're supposed to stop playing in the mud puddles of water, or gazing at the stars for hours, or singing and dancing as if no one is watching? Our Lord, sitting with a group of people, a lot of children around, and this is what he said in Matthew 18 and the verse numbers 3. "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." It is true. We do need to have childlike faith, to be open, to be receptive, to be trusting toward God. There is a freedom that children have. It seems as though they live their life because they're too blessed to be depressed. And there's a resilience that they possess that all has vanished from us as we enter adulthood. They bounce back from disagreements so quickly. They do not hold grudges. They forgive very easily. And so that curveball that Jesus throws us in Matthew 18, verse 3, asking us to be something that we've spent the better part of our adult life trying not to be. Why is that? Why is that? Remember the days of wishing how great it would be when you were a teenager, or wishing how it would be if you were only 20. Then 21, and wishing how it would be if you were just married, wishing our lives away. And so here sits Jesus. He's sitting there telling everyone that they can't get into his kingdom unless they start acting like little children. Little, clueless, simple-minded, needy, helpless children. Is he trying to bring us back to a place of wonderment, to free us from the need to be in control, the need to be independent? We want to be dependent upon Him, and to help us to see Father does know best. Our Heavenly Father does. So, He says, if you don't do this, you can forget about the idea of being in the kingdom. Oh, to be a child again. You cannot reach the highest shelf in the closet. You cannot lift that heavy limb that fell from the tree in the backyard. You can't even touch the pedal in the car. You cannot even reach the steering wheel. But in all of these, we know how to ask and who to ask for help. He's asking us to stop, simply trust Him like a child. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Just trust and obey. God's plan has always been the same. from the beginning to this day. Number one, believe me. Number two, obey me. In whatever age they lived, people lived, that was what God required. Believe me, obey me. Simple as that. And so tonight, maybe you need to check your relationship with God. Do you depend on Him? Are you trusting Him? Do you believe Him? Do you know that He, and honor that He does know what's best for you? Through His Word, He's given us instructions. And so tonight, if you've come to the conclusion after many times studying the Word, knowing what it means, how it applies to you, you've never rendered obedience to the gospel tonight. Why not tonight? Why have you waited so long? You know that Jesus said, except you believe that I'm He, you'll die in your sins. You've got to repent or perish. That's it. If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. Deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. Go preach the gospel to every creature, Jesus said. He that believes and is baptized and climbs a sycamore tree shall be saved. He did not say that. He did say, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Tonight, would you die to self-will, self-rule? Say, Father, you know best. You know what? I'm wrong. You're right. You've always been right. I'm wrong. I'm admitting that. And so tonight I come in humble submission, dying to self. I want to be a child of yours. He bids you come. Then He waits to see what you'll do. I'll meet you down front as we stand and sing.